Your life is the essence of beauty.
What is there so fine about it? I must go. I must write. I don't have time. You have trodden on my favorite corn. Come on, where shall we begin? Have you heard of obsession? When a man is haunted day and night by one thought, I must write. I must write. I must write. No sooner have I finished one story than I somehow am compelled to write another, then a third, after a third, a fourth. Like a relay horse, I am so disconnected. Here I am with you, I am overwrought, yet I'm thinking to myself. See those clouds over there? Don't they look like a grand piano? Maybe I'll use that in a story. I smell heliotrope. I jot it down. It's a saccharine smell. The widow's collar. I'll use it when I describe a summer night. Every word I say and you say too goes into the storeroom. That word might fit the bill someday. When I finish work, I just go off to the theater, or else I go fishing. I should rest, but I don't. A giant cannonball inside my head is rolling around a new thought. I go back, I must write. It's the same thing all the time. I get no rest from myself, then I feel that I am just consuming my own life. For the sake of honey I give away, I despoil my best flowers of their pollen. Pick the flowers, trample their roots. Do you think I'm mad? Everybody treats me like I'm sane. My friends say, what are you scribbling? What will we be favored with? It's a lie. They're all fakes, they all humor me as if I was ill. In the days of my youth, my better days, my writing was agony. A minor writer, especially when he's out of luck, sees himself as clumsy, awkward, and his nerves are on edge. Yet he can't keep from hanging around all these writers and artists. They don't care. Then there's the public. I have pictured how they look. Always they're the same. They are mean. They are hateful, but they're not as awful as the folks who go to theater. The dark-haired folks are evil. The blondes are cool, they don't laugh. That's my life. It's a mess.